The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When John heard in prison that the Messiah was doing, he sent a word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. Those who are blind receive their sight. Those who are lame walk. Those with a skin disease are cleansed. Those who are deaf hear. The dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the dominion of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Please join in me in prayer. Gracious God, we have promised that the Word will become flesh and dwell among us. Help us to let go of all preconceptions so that we might open our hearts and minds and souls to receive you. Give us eyes to see your presence in our world, in our lives, so that through ordinary people like us, your kingdom might draw near. Amen. Are you the one? This is a very personal question, and it's also a question that I struggle with a lot of times when something happens in my life. Are you the one? And during this period, this Christmas period, during this season of busyness, we are busy preparing each of us in our own unique and individual way for something special to our loved ones. Is this the right gift as we move around many shops? Is this the right gift? Or shall we seek another? Is this the present that I've been waiting for? Or I should look for another. John the Baptist, a week ago, was in the wilderness and he was full of energy, "You brood of vipers." But today, he is in a new place. He is in prison. He is alone and he is discouraged. And now, in the midst of that experience, something begins to tell in his mind, something is wrong. We see here John the Baptist, his freedom has ceased. Now from freedom to confinement. From wide open spaces into the captivity of a cell. But here is something that I want to highlight this morning. When you are in a different place or in a new place, we begin to see things differently, and even to understand things differently. So a change of place causes a change of perspective. And as John, he is talking about the Jesus who is coming, the Messiah who is coming. But in this case, he says, you know, in this cell is the one. Are you the one? You guys go and ask, are you the one, or we should wait for another? John is now in a new desert, in a new different desert, a desert of a cell, no longer prophesying, but he's now asking questions. Sometimes people asking questions is a sign of doubt. And again, when we read this text, we might think that John was doubting whether Jesus was the right one. But I don't think so. Sometimes questions helps us to evoke another way of understanding. And this is exactly what John is doing. But there's one thing important in this text. Jesus did not condemn John. Rather, Jesus acknowledges John's inquiry as demonstrative of faith. And Jesus said, go and tell him. Go and tell him. In other words, Jesus is saying, look closely and see what is happening in the lives of the people. Go and tell John to believe in who I know him to be. Go and tell John he is more than who he might have thought himself to be. So this morning, my dear friends, John's question is not one of doubt, but a question of trust. It is a question of longing, longing for what we clearly hope and what we dearly hope, but then wonder if it can truly be. Longing for the promise to come when it seems that the cards are stacked against us. And this is exactly the situation John is in. But we will find today, this Advent, we as a people today, we will find a precious gift, the gift of Jesus Christ. We will find reconciliation of peace if we have eyes to see beyond our expectation. If we look around us and notice new places where Jesus is working. And sometimes we think when we see extraordinary things, then we begin to think that's where Jesus is. But Jesus is saying, look, look, just look around what is happening in people's lives. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The dead are raised up. The poor have good news preached to them. These simple things that are happening in people's lives here, right here. So Jesus Christ did not come to those who had the details of his arrival all worked out. No, he came to the blind. He came to you and me. He came to the lame. He came to the lepers, the deaf, the poor, and the dead. He came to the downtrodden. He came in humility for the humble. He came for those who did not have it all worked out to themselves. He came for those who knew they needed him most. So today, my dear friends, Jesus comes to reverse things. And this is what we see in this Advent. What was dead is now raised. What was blind now sees. What was lame now walks. When we get the gift of Jesus, our lives are changed. The sign that Jesus has come is that people are changed. Now, I want to tell you something this morning. When your life in the dark, when everything is lost or it seems lost, when we turn to God and ask, are you the one? In those moments, be alert. In those moments, be aware. Look around. You are not alone. Mountains are not moving, but Jesus is there. God is here. In your life, God is planting even small seeds like that of the mustard. My dear friends, hear me this morning. Christ the Savior will change us. Christ the Savior will turn around. And Christ the Savior will raise the dead again. And today, Christ the Savior is born. Amen.